Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio. Twitter at Tiki and Tierney. Let's face it, the up and down nature of the NFL has knocked a few pretty good teams backwards and sideways, and you know, kind of forced us to widen the scope of criticism and evaluation. And one team we didn't think we'd have to do that, at least during the regular season, for was the Buffalo Bills. General consensus was, you know, they'll make it. They'll win the East. Jets are horrible. Dolphins, eh. Pats, they'll make a little move there. But, you know, the Bills just, you know, still a level or two higher than the Pats. And that has not proven to be the case right now. The Pats are ascending, and the Bills have put forth a few mystifying performances lately. And we want to know why. So to do that, we reached out to our buddy Eric Wood, played at Louisville, first-round pick back in the day. Played his entire career for the Bills. He's part of their broadcast team as well from 2009 through 2017. And Eric is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Eric, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. 2009 doesn't seem that long ago, but I guess it is properly described as back in the day at this point.
That's true. Back in the day, man. Back in the day. Horse and buggies, man.
Barrick, how do you think I feel when I hear my 25th coming up? My college. I'm like, get out of here. You can't be kidding me.
I just wish I looked as sharp as you.
I stay young.
Coming up on that quarter century.
Yeah, you're right. I appreciate that, Eric. It's easy to look at the Bills and say, oh, you know, the offense is just stagnating. Oh, they're not running the ball, you know, consistently enough. 40 passes to 13, I think, rushes it was last week, and it was a gross imbalance. I'm sure as an offensive lineman, you feel what I'm saying. But it also feels like this Bills team is riding a roller coaster. One week you're really good. Next week you're bad. One week you're good. Next week you're bad. Why are they so up and down these last few weeks here, Eric?
You know, it's really hard to say. You know, you lose a very good game down in Tennessee to the Titans on Monday Night Football, a super competitive game, one that the Bills had the ball on the 5-yard line at the end of the game with a chance to win it, and in a 4th-and-1 that Josh Allen's gotten 12 out of 13 times in his career when he's kept the ball. So, you know, you chalk that one up as an anomaly. And then when you look at the Jaguars game and you look at the Colts game, it's come down to penalties, sacks, and turnovers.
Yeah.
And you guys know as well as anybody, when you throw in, especially sacks and turnovers, but the way the Bills have got their penalties, they're drive extenders. They're not 1st-and-10 encroachment penalties. They're 3rd-and-13 defensive holding.
Yeah.
They're roughing the passer on 3rd-and-11 when you're getting off the field. It's a personal foul penalty around midfield that instantly puts you in field goal range. You know, these are penalties that are leading to points. And then anytime in the NFL you lose that turnover margin 4-0, you're going to lose in the National Football League. And I understand that one of those was Mitch Trubisky at the end of the game coming in in mop up time. But for the Bills yesterday in particular, you're going against a physical Colts team, and there's a lot of people around the league circles today talking about how the Bills are soft and you beat the Bills by coming downhill on them. Well, I will say this, two of their most tenacious offensive linemen were out for the game. John Feliciano will be back later this year. Spencer Brown was out with COVID.
Yep.
Hopefully get him back for the Thanksgiving game. Not sure yet. He's been an excellent addition to the offensive line as a rookie. And then defensively, really your only physically imposing defensive lineman is Star Lotulelei, and he's out for the game with COVID. And then Tremaine Edmonds, the middle linebacker who runs 6'5", 250, he's out for the game. He's your best run stuffer.
Yeah, no.
You combine all those things, and it allows Jonathan Taylor to completely explode yesterday. And then plus, when you get down early against a team that can run the ball and control the clock, you're done.
Yeah, you can't ever find your way back from it. But the other thing, and maybe this has to do with the offensive line, you forget. I kind of forgot that Spencer Brown was on that COVID list. I'm looking at the list now, and that makes a ton of sense. But when you have as many sacks or pressures as they're giving up for Josh Allen, it often makes him do non-Josh Allen things, like throwing off his back foot, fading away from the line of scrimmage, and lofting a ball into the middle of the field, which leads to an interception. Where is Josh Allen's mindset? Because we know what he's really good at, play-action pass and pushing the ball downfield. We haven't seen that a lot. Is that because of all the pressures you were talking about?
It definitely contributes to it, and then the lack of a run game doesn't allow you to run the play action effectively. Now, 2 weeks ago, the Bills were able to run the football effectively against the Jets, and Josh Allen has 305 yards passing off only play action. He has 366 yards in the game, I think it was, but 305 yards came off of play action. You're exactly right, Tiki. And so the Bills, they're never, with Josh Allen and the weapons they have at receiver, I think it'd be dumb for them to be a completely balanced attack. But Sean McDermott made it known after that loss to the Jaguars that there needs to be a running presence to this Bills offense to at least keep the defense honest, or else you're going to look like Kansas City where people just play two shell and take everything away over the top, and eventually you'll make enough mistakes to beat yourself if you can't make that big play and you can't run the football effectively. And so last week against the Jets, they got that on track. Now the Bills yesterday, because of a turnover on a kick return and an interception early in the game, they only had three offensive possessions in the first half, and one was a two-minute drill.
Wow, that's crazy.
And so when you look at it, the Colts just completely sucked the air out of the football, and the Bills turned the ball over, and the rest was history. And for the Bills moving forward, you say, yes, the run defense needs to shore itself up, and that's the truth. But I think part of the bigger issue is you can't turn the ball over early in games and dig yourself a hole that you're just not going to be able to dig your way out of.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I got you. Talking to Eric Wood, former Bill. He was a first-round pick back in 09. He's part of the broadcast team as well. What I want to focus on is the fans here, because if you're a Laker fan or a Warrior fan or, even a Yankee fan over the years, there's an expectation to win. There's some recent evidence called hardware, rings, trophies. If you're a Bills fan, you've won nothing. And I like the business. That's not disrespect. It is what it is. So when you have it, the Browns fans, obviously, same deal. They haven't won anything. So there's wild fluctuations in how they perceive their team. You win a couple in a row, you got a good roster, Super Bowl, here we go. You lose a couple, despondency sets in. I want to know where the Bills fan is right now. Where are they?
The expectations are still high, I can guarantee you that. This is a team that made the playoffs three out of the last 4 years. They make it to the AFC Championship game last year, return virtually everybody, add a few pieces to the puzzle. The expectations in Orchard Park are to make it to the Super Bowl. And as of a week ago, I don't know where they stand right now, but even after that Jags loss, they remain the betting favorite to make it to the Super Bowl from the AFC.
Well, they could remain the betting favorite to win this, to get to represent the AFC, but my eyes are telling me different. And I'm not saying that the Bills can't regenerate. The Bills now, forget, you mentioned the Jaguars game, obviously, yesterday, but even going back to that Jaguars game, which was also mentioned in this conference, the Dolphins game, pardon me, 3-3 at the half. It's been almost a month now where the Bills have not looked like the Bills. And I'm not telling
you. And that's crazy, because early they had a couple big blowouts.
They did. Back to back. I think they set a record. It was aggregate 90-0. Mm-hmm. They shut out the Texans and they shut somebody else, whatever it was. But I'm not telling Bills fans to run for the hills and hide. But I don't know. If the Bills are walking around with the chest still puffed out the way it was a month ago, that might be a little false bravado, in my opinion.
Well, you get to be a fan for a reason. You don't have to go out there and play on Sundays, and I'm just letting you know what the expectations are up there. And, Brandon, you go against Vegas betting enough times, and you go against those Vegas odds, you might be losing your paycheck at the station. But
Now, he doesn't know about short TD,
because,
huh?
Only because, hey, man, I played in the longest playoff drought in all of professional sports when I was with the Bills. And longest playoff drought at the time in all of pro sports. That lasted 17 years.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what, they showed up in the rain, in the cold, in the wind.
No, they're always going to be there.
Every year there was optimism.
Yeah.
And looking back, you know, as you guys know, you know, I played. I think you did as well. You know, there was times where you didn't have that minimum spend in the league.
Uh-huh.
And I look back to some of the rosters I played on. I was like, man, they really saved some money that year.
Yeah, they weren't even trying. They weren't really trying.
Cutting those corners.
Hey, you know, Eric, from the outside, we can have whatever thought we want about this team and what their psyche is. Internally, what are they thinking, right? Which Coach McDermott, is he worried about this? Is there... We're not going to see change, like drastic change. This guy is no longer starting. Like, are we going to see a completely different offense instead of playing three wides all the time? There's a lot of 11 personnel, as you know. Like, are we going to see anything drastic, or is it stay the course?
Well, 2 weeks ago against the Jets, they ran a ton of 12 personnel,
yes.
And that's where a lot of their play action came out of. Yesterday, they started the game with a fullback in the game, and so and they started in 21 personnel. So they have made adjustments recently. They just got down so much yesterday that they had to just simply air it out. But I think moving forward, and even from that Jags game forward, they understand that there needs to be some presence of the run heading into each and every game. And I'll tell you what, I played for Sean McDermott. He's not afraid to mix and match personnel, put a starter on the bench. He did it this year. Cody Ford, second-round draft pick from 2 years ago.
Yep,
O-lineman. That was a game I did.
This season.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, they benched Cody Ford, and, you know, everybody, I'm sure there's guys in the front office that say, hey, we need to evaluate this guy. You know, we put a lot of assets into him. They actually traded up in the second round to get him, and Sean McDermott said, no, that's not how we do things, and put him on the bench. So Sean McDermott is not afraid to shift up the lineup. The last 2 weeks, we saw Matt Breida, who came up from Miami, was really successful early in his career in San Francisco. They gave him some more touches the last 2 weeks. Yesterday, he averages over 10 yards a carry. Now he only got to run the ball five times because of them being down so much. But, you know, that's a guy that maybe can add a little juice to that run game.
All right, we're watching. One of those teams we expect to get it right. But until they do, then, you know, we'll have some questions. And I think we got at least some answers today. Eric, appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much, Eric.
Have a great Thanksgiving, my friend.
Yep, you guys too.
Yep.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, pal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.